Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In 1 hour, Brian Baldinger will join us, talk about the Eagles with Baldy. And then sometime between 4 and 5, when the Eagles locker room opens up and A.J. Brown speaks or doesn't speak, we will have for you what he said as Elliot Shore Parks will join us. And in just moments, we will talk to Larry Anderson about the upcoming Phillies playoff run. By the way, we will be at Stateside Live on Friday for the Red October Rally. Hope to see you there. As I mentioned, Larry Anderson joining us now. L.A., what's up, brother?
How are we looking?
Feeling pretty good, man. Feeling pretty good. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So do you, the baseball playoffs started yesterday. Are you you a guy that watches the other stuff? You watch anything yesterday or you're just waiting for this weekend?
I'm watching, you know, when I'm in front of a TV. I mean, if I'm around to watch, I have them on. Yeah, definitely. I've got it on now.
I have to say, watching the Dodgers last night, A little scary. They look like they're rounding into form, those Dodgers. I don't think we're going to get a chance to see the Reds. That's my observation.
Scary?
Yeah, a little scary.
I might go a little further than that. For now, I'll just take a little scary.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to get your general vibe and feeling on the Phils going into the playoffs this year. Last year, it didn't feel great, honestly. We had a really good record, but the last 3 months of the season did not go well. We have almost everybody. Zach Wheeler's not back, but Trey's back. Going into the playoffs, I guess, what does your gut tell you on this Phillies team?
I think they have a good a chance as anybody. Well, maybe not as good a chance as the Reds, but I think, you know, going against the Dodgers is going to be a tough battle. But I think, you know, the Phils held their own against them this year, basically against their bullpen. I'm more concerned that they got to get something going. And the offense kind of sputtered a little bit the last week, which, I don't know, to me, I think we're 5 for 50-something in our last 6-7 games with men in scoring position. I would just like to see them. I'd like to have seen that pick up a little bit more, but the playoffs are different, you know, and these guys know what it's like. They got a lot of energy. They're definitely going to be coming ready to play. So I think it's going to be a great series.
Yeah,
so
I did.
I'm confident that they can do what they got to do, but again, they got to hit.
I'm interested in that mindset, and is something that I think they are in the right place, L.A. It seems like the message coming out of the clubhouse, the idea that they're not playing in the first series and the bye week, you know, Trey didn't want to have to hear any of that. Bryce felt the same way. There's no excuses. It seems like they're in the right mind frame coming into this year's postseason, to where they at least have the intentions of playing deep until October. Do you like where they are mentally right now heading to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. It's always a resilient team, you know, and they can have a stretch like, you know, how they ended the season. I know they won the two series, but I would have expected more, but they're resilient, and they can, I don't want to say turn on a switch, but I think with the energy, I mean, it's a club that they live at the ballpark, at this ballpark. They live a different style. I don't say live a different style. They play a different style at home when there's the energy in there. I didn't see as much energy or feel as much energy just all around, from the fans, from the ballpark, from everything, the last week. Once they clinched the spot, I think it was kind of a little bit of a kickback, or I don't know what the word is, but the intensity I didn't think was there. Mm-hmm. It's so different going into the playoffs, and with these guys, they're used to it. They've got the experience in the playoffs. I expect them to come out going gangbusters here at home the first two games. I really do. And, we can't play sloppy baseball. We got to be, smart on the bases. I think there's got to be some small ball involved, and doing the little things, not making mistakes. And I think one of the big keys is getting Turner back, where he's just, will not be afraid to test his legs, he might do that a little bit tonight. I don't know, but I think that's getting him back there is key. He didn't bust anything, out of the box or anything, but is he going to be able to steal bases and feel comfortable? The big thing is mental. That's the biggest thing I think for him, for anybody coming back from injury, is trusting that you're not going to snap something again. You're not going to feel something or pull something, that you're good to go. And I think once you get that in your head, but you can't just automatically just, we're human, and knowing that it's there, you can't just deny it. And so I think that's going to be a big part for Trey, is just, finding out if he can really let it go, or if he's got to play it a little more gingerly. And I think that either way, it makes a big difference. If he's got it in his mind that he can go, then I think that makes a big difference for the whole ball club.
Yeah, he had so many infield hits this year, and it took him so long last year after the hamstring injury to feel comfortable enough to open it up. That is the concern, is that there's not 2 months for him to get his, get his mind right for his hamstring. It might only be 3 games if it doesn't go the right way. So he has, and especially at the top of the lineup where he is. One guy who did look good in that week was Aaron Nola. He had his best start of the year. I mean, by far. It was against basically a double-A team with the Twins, but it was still a great start. Where's your confidence level on Nola, and would you consider starting him in the NLDS? There's enough off days where you wouldn't need to if you don't have to. Where are you at with Nola?
I don't know. For me, I'm looking at guys that were more consistent throughout the year. To come back and pitch one game and go, hey, he's on track, he's there. I don't see that. I really like the way he threw his face. His first two pitches he threw, both at the knees, both on the outside part of the plate. One was off the plate away, just barely missed. The other one was right on the corner. And once he did that, I was like, oh man, he's finally going to do that. And I thought he threw the ball really well. But again, it's like you said, he wasn't facing, he wasn't facing the Dodgers. And that makes a difference, but it's tough. He's a competitor. He wants to go out and compete, but is it the consistency that you want? I mean, no, not for me, but I think Thompson has a lot of confidence in him, and I think he's got a lot of confidence in himself. And again, it's going into the playoffs. So it's, things change. So I don't know. I thought they were just going to go with three lefties, but they, if they need another guy, it's got to be Nola, I imagine.
Yep. So speaking of confidence, I'm going to name you 4 bullpen guys, and you're going to give me your confidence level 1 to 10 on that bullpen guy in a tough situation in the playoffs. So first one, it's easy at the beginning. It gets progressively more difficult. Jhoan Duran.
Totally confident.
So a 10.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Matt Strom.
10.
10? Wow. Okay. David Robertson.
10.
Aw.
Ooh, boy.
Okay. Orion Kerkering.
10.
All right. Now get out of here. I didn't know I was talking to Jack here. I thought I was talking to L.A., the truth teller. Okay. All right. Fine.
Duran is Duran.
For sure.
He's gonna do what he's got to do. Strom, you just got to look at his numbers. I mean, especially this second half, I see pitches. Some pitches I've seen him throw where I'm like, ooh. But he hasn't gotten hit. He hasn't been hurt bad. And it's hard for me to go, well, I'm not really confident in him because he's done it when he's gone in there. And I think with Kirkering, I really do think his very last outing was a big confidence boost for him. I really do. I think, and that makes a big difference. If he had if he'd struggled there, I would be very hesitant to give him the ball, you know, in a crucial situation. But I think that helped him a lot. I really do. And hopefully it did and gives him the confidence that he can go out there. But he's got to make all of them have to make pitches. I mean, that's the bottom line. And if he feels like he can go out there, like, you know, make his pitches, hit the spots with his sweeper and his fastball, I mean, he's got great stuff. And so I think the biggest thing with him, I think, is just mental. And if he's confident when you go out there, it's just really tough to be successful without confidence. And without confidence, you can't have much success. You can't have success without confidence. They go hand in hand. But I think his last outing really, I think it really opened his eyes to what he can do. And he just got to, I think, be consistent in his mind, in his head, what he wants to do when he's out there.
Well, I think the thing, one of the things going through our minds, and I'm sure it's going through the team's mind, is that, look, we hope some of these guys are back, all of them are back, but, you know, Kyle Schwarber is a free agent, Ranger Suarez is a free agent, JT Realmuto is a free agent, and this run, this core, it would be a shame if they did not get one World Series with all those guys here. And that, whether they say it or not, there's no doubt that they know that this could be the last ride for this specific core. And I'm sure it's going through their mind when they go into this playoffs.
Yeah, I think it's one thing that you can take it two ways, but I think it's them understanding what they got to do. And if not go out there and don't try and do more than you're capable. Just go out and do your job. Say, this is my job. This is what I got to do. And just go out there and just play their game and play clean baseball. I think they're as good as any. I mean, a lot of people are picking the Phillies to win it all.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah. I wish they would stop.
it does get a little, it's like,
just say the Dodgers. Just say the Dodgers.
Yeah, everyone just say the Dodgers. It makes it easier.
Well, the Dodgers, I mean, you look at the rotation now. I mean, they got guys healthy and we didn't do a whole lot against their starters at that series out in L.A. We won 2 out of 3, but that was against their bullpen, basically. Their starters shut us down. Again, that's, you know, it's not the playoffs. It might have been a playoffs atmosphere out there, but it's not the playoffs. And coming home and starting against those guys, their starting pitchers have been phenomenal of late. They really have. But the Phils can hit them. I mean, if they go out there and they get their minds together and their bats together, they can do some damage. So I'm confident that no matter what happens, they're definitely, it's going to be a battle.
Well, I got one important question for him.
Yeah.
L.A.?
Uh-oh.
Fritz is filling the role of L.A. tonight.
Yeah, during
but his intra-squad.
Well, again, there's no filling that role. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just saying
you said you were the next LA.
Yeah,
I'm gunning for his job. But besides that,
so I'm saying he's calling the game tonight with James Seltzer, the intra-squad game. You got any advice for Fritz with the color commentating tonight?
Keep an eye on the umpires.
Yep. Yeah. and fastball's down and away.
Yes.
Fastball's down and away.
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right, LA. Well, we will have the first game. The first game will be 6:08 or 6:58 on Saturday.
Right. 38.
And we look forward to hearing you and Scott calling the game. And we hope there's a lot of games. There weren't enough playoff games last
time. I'm coming by the booth Saturday, man.
Well, you better.
I'm coming by to say hello. I got to go.
All right. Please do.
All right, L.A.
And then 11 wins, and we can do the parade.
Yes.
That's right.
Would be nice. Would be
all
nice.
All right, brother.
All right, L.A.
For me.
All right, see you, man.
Yes.
There he is, Larry Anderson.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, man. You made your debut tonight, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Seat's getting warm. You know, everyone's talking about it.
Are they doing 9 innings?
That's seven.
They're doing seven.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
All the information's out there, buddy. Yeah.
I thought you were supposed to be prepping for this. Man.
There's no prep. Yeah. Strictly vibes.
See, more of the pressure tonight is on...
more like L.A., more than I thought.
Well, more of the pressure's on Seltzer tonight.
Yes.
That role, I would love to hear Jack in that role.
That's why he wants the other role. Yes.
Easily. Way more of a color commentating type of guy. Although for the Eagles open practice, I was Merrill.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Elliot do the color commentating.
Come on, Mac. Didn't know half the players.
Oh, you set up the formations and everything?
No, again, that was, again, more vibes. We're just like,
Herb with the formations?
Yeah, I'm like, are you
triple
going,
I?
Yeah, Eagles setting the eye.
Yeah. Jalen's in the backfield. So, yeah, it's all simpleton stuff with me behind the microphone.
During the hour and a half of this game, how many plugs does Jack get in for the book?
The book?
Yeah. Once an inning. Coming in and out of breaks. Yeah. Just remember, you can probably get it before the postseason starts.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Will it be available Friday down at
Stateside Live?
Yeah, 100%. Live. There you go.
I'm going to bring multiple boxes. We're slinging books. I don't know what to tell everyone. It's what we do. But yeah, it's like, you know, everyone's making a huge deal out of this thing tonight. Looking forward to it. We're just going to have a good time.
We're going to make a huge deal out of it.
Oh,
we're trying to downplay it.
And by the way, we're playing clips tomorrow.
We'll see if we're playing clips.
We are playing clips.
Of what?
I'll find a way. Just be on your toes tonight, big boy. I want to be in your head as you're doing it.
But I don't even know what they're going to be doing.
Well, they're going to be playing baseball.
I know what. I know Spike will be in your head. I know that for sure.
Doesn't get in my head.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Really? I can text you during it.
No. You big idiot. Good point. I told you.
Oh, wow. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Gary?
What's up, G?
Remember the Mike Schmidt thing with his famous quote?
That's
how I feel about AJ. It's the thrill of victory and the agony of AJ's post-game tweet.
Tweeting about it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah, I think we've all settled in the basic same place where we all understand his frustration, but all wish he would not do it this way.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
Just yell at him behind closed doors. Yeah, do it all behind closed doors.
You can tell how much we and the fan base loves AJ Brown with the amount of leeway that he is given with all of these things.
Yep.
If he were liked 10% less, it would be massive. So the fact, and by the way, the winning covers up some of the ire.
Certainly.
The book thing last year, they won the game. This tweet, they won the game. Yep. The minute this happens when they don't win
the
game.
Hell, even when he said passing, they won the game.
They won the game. The minute that this happens when they don't win the game, that's when...
It's a different feeling.
That's when you start hearing what people really think.
Yeah.
Which is why I just hope they talk, man.
Keep one. Hey, can we go over Herb's analysis of what we need to do? because what I understood is we need to get a big load, and then we need to jam that load into the
line.
What is that? It's the eight man
box.
The box. He said you need to jam the load into the box.
Yes, and that's for everybody that says Herb's calls are awful. No. That's why her goes on the book.
Yeah. That's right.
That was that made me laugh for the next half hour.
And he has, you know, sometimes he knows what he's doing. Other times when he's given sports analysis, he's doing it very seriously. You know,
just don't take him seriously.
Yeah, he truly believes that what the knowledge that he is given, if they would just follow this blueprint, you know, he said when he was giving his baseball analysis, they need to play small ball, they need to hit home runs, they need to pitch good.
He knows nothing about sports.
Yeah.
He just knows nothing about sports. It's as simple as that.
I think he's I think he knows plenty about sports.
Zero.
I think he's a genius.
Yeah.
There's this commercial with this gigantic limo, and I think, and the limo driver goes on the wrong side and runs around the whole limo. And I'm like, that's her with his 200-footer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or didn't he measure by inches?
Inches. Yeah. Which is psychotic. Psychotic.
Hey, Spike, you think we get a 30-for-30 on this cheating thing? You think we get that guy to lay off the Clippers a little bit and go into the Mets cheating?
Pablo.
Into the Mets cheating. I would love Pablo to go into the Mets cheating.
I mean, what a coincidental fall.
Well, since when we presented it on July 7th, after that, the Mets were 31-40. They were 52-39 when we just asked
questions. Best record
in
baseball.
Best record in baseball. We were just asking questions. Afterwards, they went 31-40 and had a completely embarrassing collapse and missed the playoffs. If some may say that's a coincidence, just like I don't think their home road record was a coincidence, I don't think that was a coincidence either. And I think we saved baseball from another cheating scandal like the Houston Astros. So if they never get caught, that's fine. Them missing the playoffs was good enough for me.
Yep.
Have you seen the Soto memes? Like, yeah, that's right. I came here because I wanted October's off.
Yes, he does. He does get October's off. $700 million and only has to play 162 at the most.
At the most.
At the most.
That's a good deal.
It's a great deal. All right, Gary. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, gentlemen. Have a great day.
All right. 215-592-9494. Started off the show, I gave a bunch of Eagles rankings as far as their offense. They're last in passing offense.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, last in passing offense. They are 30th in yards per game. They are 16th in rushing offense. Jalen is now 23rd in the NFL in sack rate. And Saquon, although is second in touches, is 20th in yards. He's averaging 3.1 yards a rush. And to me, that says more about their future as a Super Bowl champion right now than their record does. What do you think? 215-592-9494. Joining us next, we are a week away from the Flyers season.
Ooh.
A week away.
Time to bring out the sweaters.
It's time to bring out Broads for Flyers and 50. That is coming up next. A little Flyers season preview with Broads. Shut them up about Jalen Hurts for 1 week. Would love it. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.